So Trev, you've been a full week at training at home, which has been a luxury recently. How's the week been?
Yeah, really good. You kind of forget when you're traveling so much that you miss the one-on-one time and the extra shooting sessions, and you know, we call them daily vitamins that we can give the guys. So it's been great to get back home and polish some skills up, and hopefully we'll see that Friday night.
Has the offense been a big focus for you guys?
Yeah, it has. We took shortcuts. You know, we'll exchange in, our screens weren't there, our cuts weren't there, we weren't moving the ball fast, and you know, we got lazy with our offense, and when you do that, you don't score, and so hopefully we'll fix that up.
Plenty of video footage this week?
Yeah, you got 10 days at home or something, so there's a lot. Coaches being busy, players, you know, watching some videos, seeing some what's happening out there and making some adjustments, and hopefully we'll be good tomorrow night.
Talk us through Matty's injury. Mm. When exactly did he sort of pick that up?
November. But look, he's been playing through pain most of the time. You know, he's been a soldier this year. He's been our best rebounder, one of our best defenders. And physio said that, hey, listen, we got to rest that up at some period of time. And we thought this is a good little period that we can tighten stuff up and take his load off. So we decided to rest him up for this game. Hopefully he'll be back next game. But, you know, we're going to miss his presence with rebounding. He's our best rebounder, like I said. And his presence on the court, his physicality is really going to be missed. So we're going to have guys step up in his place.
So it's more a management thing rather than a specific thing.
Correct, yeah. Yep.
Tom Jervis, statistically, has been one of the most efficient players in the league this season. How impressive have you been with what you've seen from him?
Yeah, he's been great, and it's really good chance for Tommy to get some more minutes. And we haven't played Tom and Nate together, you know, having a 6'10", 7-foot guy on the court at the same time. So we experiment with that, and hopefully, you know, we can get some good presence on the interior, on the glass and our points. But Tommy's been great, and, you know, looking for the last 7 games to be good as well.
You haven't played a lot of basketball in the last few weeks. What are the good and bad parts of that?
Yeah, we just had a strong work ethic before Christmas. You know, that we needed some downtime, you know, just to get our body right, our minds right, and our fresh. And now we finish with 6 games out of 7 at home. You know, we've got a great opportunity in front of us to cement a top 2 position, and to work on our skills. You know, polish those skills up, and so we're ready when the bright lights come on, and that starts Friday night.
Josh Childress is making his first trip back to Perth since that incident. What sort of reception do you think he'll get?
Any jazz support, the Red Army would be all over him. That was you know, still fresh in our minds what happened last year. Then he was injured, didn't come back for the return game. And you know, they'll be pumped up. You know, they're playing in front of 12,000 here. We expect a strong showing from Perth, regardless where they are in the position. One of their imports got torched up by the coach, so we expect a strong showing from him.
I know it was a fair while ago, but it was still a pretty dirty act that he did. Is there any retribution or anything?
I think it's last year's team last year, but look, the crowd don't forget. They know what happened, and they'll give the response appropriate for the Perth crowd.
Has it been brought up at training at any point this week?
No. It's last year's last year.
A lot of talk about coming back and having your first home game in a while. Is there a danger that in their minds they think, oh, we're at home, it's just going to happen for us?
Yeah, we did speak about that. We haven't been here since the middle of December, so it's been a long time between drinks, but we know the guys are fairly hungry. You know, I think Melbourne stepped the bar up last night and had a great win, and now it's our opportunity to take that chance that we've got to finish in the top 2. And we're worried about ourselves, and we really can't wait. And we're excited to get back on our home court and in front of a good, strong crowd, and excited to get a good game and get a win under our belt. We haven't won for the last 3.
How does Childress coming back in terms of on the court for them in the past few weeks, how does that change the way that they look and the way that you guys have to play them?
Yeah, well, he's actually been playing a little bit of point guard, so we don't mind that at all. We've got some pretty good defenders in that position. So, look, if he's healthy, he's the MVP of the league, without question. I think he should have won it last year, but the injuries curtailed his short season. And again, this year, he's a quality player that's good basketball IQ. He can score, he can rebound, he can get his teammates involved. He's a big improvement on the replacements they've had.
So do you see Damo spending some time with him?
Yeah, well, a lot. You know, we've got Jared, he's a great defender too. We want to get up Casey, he's a good defender. So we'll give him different looks all the time.
Just looking a bit
further ahead to the game against Keynes, a bit of a...
What? yes.
For the Southwest.
Yeah.
Yeah,
look, it's we're a bit privileged here that we have an opportunity to really help. Obviously, we're not hands-on to being there, although that Tommy and Greg went down with some packs for the kids, and it's just something that we can give back, and the Wildcats are great with that, with the local community. We spend a lot of time, and any time that we can help with the charity, and I believe there's some T-shirts that we can we're selling, and all that money goes towards there, and the jerseys are getting auctioned, and hopefully my... Polo might get auctioned too, so hopefully I don't get thrown out that game. But yeah, it's a good chance for us to give back to the communities. It's devastating for 160 odd homes to be destroyed.
Just on Matt's injury, how careful are you going to have to be with him for the rest of the season to make sure that doesn't keep flaring up?
Yeah, well, that's why we're giving it a rest now. It's our physios have marked this area to give him a little bit of downtime with limited training and limited workload with his shoulder, and hopefully we'll be good for the last month of the season.
Last one from me, Chief. The 90s theme for tomorrow night, the Heritage Trip. You had Mike Ellis in here this week. What was his sort of main message to the group?
Yeah, look, that was fantastic to have a past captain come in here and talk about the passion of the family and the work ethic. And he did all the hard yards back in the day, and he was telling us some stories that they used to play triple headers and how they used to travel back Sunday night, go to work Monday morning. And it's just... the rich history the Wildcats got, we got to tap into that, you know. And I thought Mike was fantastic yesterday, and hopefully we'll do our jerseys proud for the guys that played in 1990-91 era.
I was just going to follow up on that. Do you think postseason he'll probably have surgery on that?
Yeah, that'll be up for the medical staff, but hopefully this will get everything a little bit of rest that he needs, and he'll be good to go for the last month.
Thank you.